He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the January the 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Wow, we got a huge day underway. There must be a huge stimulus package coming. That's usually what gets the market so excited like this. Well, I got to believe there's going to be, the rumor is, $2 trillion coming in stimulus for this economy. Right now, the Dow is up 146 points, which puts it at 31,206. The S&P is up 13 points. Puts it above 3,800 again, 3,822. The NASDAQ is up 67 points, 13,195. That's a half a percent. The Russell 2K up 1.3%. The thought there is a lot of the stimulus might help small cap stocks, companies. Russell 2000 up 28 points this morning to 21.39. Crude oil down a little bit, down 14 cents to 52.77. We've got gold down $9.60. Silver up a penny to 25.58. The 10-year, you'd think it would be going up, but it's not too much. 1.10. And Bitcoin back on the move again, up $1,000 a coin today. Wish I had a few in my pocket. $1,037 up today. Now it's $39,430 per Bitcoin. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. You know, a lot has happened in the last 24 hours, as it usually does. And I will be recapping all the events taking place in the market here today. I've got a lot of new under-the-radar stocks that I kind of unearthed today that my radar picked up. My radar is my Best Stocks Now app. And just going through the news items every afternoon and morning of individual companies. So stay tuned. A lot to talk about today. We had a decent day in the market, but it ended up being kind of flat, actually. We had the CPI coming in a little bit hotter than expected yesterday. We had big news out of Intel. They're going to get a new CEO. Boy, they need to do something to turn that ship around. And the one sector that was really on fire yesterday, well, they're cannabis stocks, the cannabis sector. But it was a fairly dull day in the market. Obviously, you had political turmoil in the background. Trump impeached again. There were several standout charts. I sent out a blog on my Seeking Alpha. If you follow me on Seeking Alpha, you would have gotten that blog yesterday after the market closed. I'm going to try to do that every single day, just my brief summary. We had a brand new article out yesterday on one of our favorite EV. That's electric vehicle. Remember when Google, nobody had ever heard of the word Google. It's now a verb in our vocabulary. Well, EV is now one of the most important sectors in the market. I looked through my top 500 ranked stocks yesterday towards the end of the day in the last hour and kind of summarized those that stood out to me. You can actually see my blog on Seeking Alpha from yesterday with those stocks that stood out that made my eyeballs pop out yesterday. Let's see. Okay, now we got to move to today. Biden set to unveil a big stimulus plan to fight COVID-19. All eyes are on the price tag of President-elect Joe Biden's stimulus plan, which will be announced today and is expected to range in the trillions of dollars. Well, I guess that could be anywhere. Trillions, that connotates more than $1 trillion. Doesn't it? It could be anywhere, I guess, from $2 trillion to $20 trillion. We don't know, but the market's excited. Many elements of the package are expected to be drawn from the House Democrat Heroes Act, which passed in May but was blocked by the GOP-controlled Senate. Among the features are a range of support for state and local authorities. That was something that the Republicans would not give on. But now it will become a reality, a boost in direct payments to $2,000 and expanded unemployment benefits, along with funding for vaccine distribution, reopening schools, tax credits, rental relief, and aid to small businesses. Well, we will see what the amount will be. The market very, very anxious, very excited to see it. Well, on the other side of the coin, U.S. government deficit swells year over year. Now, the government's year end is October 31st. So we just finished the first quarter of the government's fiscal year. We know that in December, the government spent $143 billion more than it took in. And so far for this quarter, we're at a record number with how much going out so far? Outlays were up $490 billion, up from $364 billion in November. Total receipts, $346 billion. The December shortfall, well, we've got a huge deficit, and the deficit continues to grow. Year to date, the deficit has increased from last year 62%. The deficit refers to a 12-month period of time. The overall deficit, obviously much larger than that, but so far, the U.S. government through the first quarter of this year has taken in $354 billion and spent $572 billion. All right, well, we've got, and that doesn't include the $900 billion stimulus package passed late in the month. Okay, we still got to count that in. And then, of course, we've got this new stimulus package on the way. The Fed won't raise interest rates until inflation hits 2%. Well, it seems like we're getting there very, very quickly. This is according to Federal Reserve Vice Chair Richard Clarida. He said that under the central bank's new framework, it won't raise rates until inflation has reached its inflation target of 2% for a year. The yield on the 10-year currently is at about 1.10. You know, I'm already seeing some of the housing stocks start to level off. The mortgage stocks are starting to level off. You get a little jump in interest rates, and that cools off that real estate sector pretty quickly. So we'll keep our eye on that. A little bit disturbing yesterday. One of the areas of the market that I noticed that was bouncing higher, the ammo stocks, the gun stocks, ammunition maker ammo. The symbol POWW was up 28% yesterday. The company issued bullish guidance, and the CEO forecasted more demand due to the political climate. The company expects market demand to continue to increase given the recent outcome of the U.S. Senate elections in Georgia, the resulting political uncertainty, and impact upon the ammunition and gun industry. Yesterday I saw ammo, POWW go higher. Also the taser maker, Axon, AAXN, went quite a bit higher as the Department of Justice warns about more potential violence. Airbnb is canceling all its reservations for the D.C. area for inauguration week. Well, with the slip in Intel or the boost in Intel stock yesterday, there was a pretty big bump in Intel stock when they named a new CEO in hopes that he can kind of right the ship over there. AMD dropped a little bit yesterday. It was down about 3 or 4%. Well, RBC is saying this is a buying opportunity for AMD. Buy the pullback. I agree. And in AMD is up about 4% today. You should have bought it yesterday. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the Dow up 138 right now, 138, S&P up 12, NASDAQ up 75, looking towards another big, huge, fat stimulus package coming to you soon, and the market is celebrating. How long will COVID be with us? Well, the CEO of Moderna says that this has become an endemic drug. Well, or disease. I had to look up the word endemic. It means forever. That's not good. Echoing comments from some other public health officials, Moderna CEO Stephen Bonsall said COVID-19 is likely to become an endemic disease, meaning it'll always be present in the population, but circulating at a lower rate. He said SARS-CoV-2 is not going away, he told the panel discussion at the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. We are going to have to live with the virus, we think, forever. In addition to this, infectious disease experts will always have to be on the lookout for new variants of COVID-19 so that vaccines can be produced to combat these, he added. Well, in the meantime, Johnson & Johnson, they're getting very, very close. They have a single-dose vaccine developed by Johnson & Johnson, appears to have generated a promising immune response with a reasonably safe profile, according to mid-stage trial data published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Well, they're hoping that the pivotal Phase 3 trial, they'll have the results from that by early February. And, of course, that will help in getting people inoculated. The feds approved the first ever digital bank. You know, I just saw the mayor of Miami being interviewed, and he is wanting to invest Miami's excess funds down there in their city government, their city budget, in Bitcoin. I don't know if he'll be able to do that, but that's what he's proposing. Is it would seem that Bitcoin continues to become more and more mainstream. Bitcoin is up big time again today. I do own just a little bit of the GBTC, Grayscale Bitcoin ETF. South Dakota-based Anchorage Digital Bank. I thought Anchorage was in Alaska. Well, they get approval for a national trust charter, making it the first ever federally chartered digital asset bank. Anchorage notes, we currently have fintech companies able to handle digital assets on a state-by-state basis and federally chartered banks lacking necessary technological skills. Anchorage will be the first to have both the technical ability and regulatory clarity for real participation in the crypto world. Well, if you're looking, trying to find the symbol, I can't find one. There isn't one yet. That usually means that it's a private company right now. But we'll watch for the SPAC coming out soon on Anchorage Digital Bank, which is in South Dakota, but very much a West Coast technology company. All right, go figure. You know, there's nothing more painful. I've talked a few times about this, and getting stuck in a short squeeze. I remember way back in 2000, a guy in the industry that I was working with at the time, he worked for the company I was with, and he shorted one of those hot golf stocks. Might have been Cobra or Callaway, one of those. That was when the golf stocks were just soaring. Aerospace engineers were leaving aerospace companies to develop Big Bertha, you know, drivers and whatnot. And San Diego was the hub there in Carlsbad. We had Cobra Golf. We had Callaway Golf. And Callaway, you know, with their Big Bertha clubs, revolutionizing the golf industry. Well, somewhere along the way, he shorted for one of his biggest clients. That stock went up every day for about 3 months, and then one day he just didn't show up to work anymore. I never saw him again. You can lose. You know, here's the deal. If you buy a stock, the most you can lose is what you invest in that stock. If you short a stock and it starts to go up and up and up, there's no limit to what, until they call it in, margin call or whatever, and say, hey, no moss. GameStop is crushing the short sellers. Of course, GameStop is a company that many consider to be terminal, you know, as gaming goes online. But having said that, GameStop was up 69% yesterday. GME. I would say between GameStop and Tesla, that has destroyed a lot of short sellers out there. And a lot of the short sellers, I saw another big short selling hedge fund, one of the biggest in the world, closing shop yesterday. Well, the game has stopped. It sounds like biotechs in China, Beijing, okay, there's a play on words, Beijing, G-E-N-E. This is a hot one, actually, B-G-N-E. I've watched it over the last couple of years. It is exploding to the upside today with China approving it for lung cancer treatment, their drug. The China National Medical Products Administration, I guess that's their FDA, they call it the NMPA, has approved Beijing's drug for use in a combination with two chemotherapy regimens as first-line treatment for patients with advanced squamous non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC. Beijing's symbol is BGNE. BGNE. Well, Tencent Holdings and Alibaba won't be banned from U.S. investors, says the Wall Street Journal. You know, there was a lot of worry about that, and that seems to be mellowing out now. Tencent continues to be a very, very good growth company, diversified, growing. It's breaking out today, one of my top-ranked stocks. That's good news on Tencent, T-C-E-H-Y, which is closing in on $1 trillion in market capitalization. It's $800 billion right now. I got a little bit nervous about it. They started wagging their finger at it here in the U.S., saying, you know what? You're going to be, Americans aren't going to be allowed to invest in your company. Well, not any longer. It's definitely time to take a look at Tencent again. T-C-E-H-Y. It's ranked number 735 and rising again in the Best Stocks Now app. We'll be right back. Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the rally in the market continues. The Dow's up 121, the Nasdaq's up 76, and Bitcoin up over $1,000 per coin. Those are your big percent winners here so far. And the Russell 2000, actually, it's up 2% today, up 43 points, the small caps. Looking forward to another round of a stimulus. We'll see how big it is. We're supposed to hear later on today. All right, the next big news story. Well, you know what? I will be a Padre fan, San Diego Padre fan for life. There's just no getting over that. I have a picture on my wall of Don Coryell standing next to Dan Fouts discussing the next play on the sidelines. I'm sure it's a passing play. Who are we going to pass to next? Let's put nine receivers into the pattern. Well, I was a big Dan Fouts, Don Coryell, fan, and I'll always be a Padre fan. The name of our stadium in San Diego is Petco. I don't really like the logo or the motto, where the pets go. That's it. I'm not kidding you. You know, that just conjures up something else in my mind. But anyways, Petco is they have the naming rights to the San Diego Padre. Beautiful stadium downtown San Diego. I miss Petco a lot. Well, the reason I bring up Petco is it's going public. Now, it was public, and then it went private. The reason I bring this up is because one of the hottest stocks in the entire market is a recent IPO called Chewy.com. C-H-W-Y. Why is Chewy.com such a hot stock? Because they deliver. It's online. No going into the pet store with your mask and worried about getting coronavirus. Now, Chewy.com has never been profitable, but it's one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. It went public at 21. It's now 113. It's hitting new all-time highs. You might want to keep your eye on Petco. What's the symbol? Woof. W-O-O-F. I want to say there was another company that had that symbol at what time. We're bringing it back. Petco, it will grace the shoulders of Petco. Where the pets go, we'll keep our eye on Woof today and see if it starts turning into another Chewy. Oh, I might buy a little bit if I see that chart start taking off. I have one group of charts that is my watch list, okay, high up on my watch list, and it's definitely there. Yesterday was a huge day for the weed stocks. I mentioned four that broke out yesterday. The thought is with a new administration coming in, they'll be much more weed-friendly. Generation Bio's insiders are on a buying spree. GBIO. Is that the weed? I think that is. Let me make sure of that. No, that's actually gene therapies for retin and liver diseases. There's Generation Grow. That's the one I wanted to talk about. Generation Grow was one of the stocks yesterday that was flying along with several other weed stocks. Another one bites the dust, Christopher and Banks. I can't say I've ever been in a Christopher and Banks store. They file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, another bricks and mortar store. Goes the way. ARK Investment. Have you heard of them? Have you heard of Kathy Wood? She is the so-called guru now. She basically has all these stocks I talk about, but she's put them into ETFs, ARKK. She has her own ETF family of funds now. Yesterday, she announced that she's going to launch, pardon the pun, a space exploration ETF. Well, there's already a couple out there, but she's going to launch it under the ARK investment name. So you saw all the space stocks blasting off yesterday. Stable Road Acquisition. Keep your eye on that one. SRAC. They want to fly folks to the moon. You know, Sinatra always wanted to be flown to the moon. Never could get there. But now we've got all of these companies that want to fly you to the moon. You can get a piece of that by investing in ARK's new space ETF, which will be out soon. Couple other stocks to keep your eye on. These are on my watch list also. Boy, have you seen the move in Plug Power and the fuel cell stocks? They're cooling off today, however, as J.P. Morgan says they're fully valued. Well, the bottom line is we bought Plug Power in our emerging growth portfolio on October the 6th of this year. And it has rocketed higher, never mind the space stocks. This thing is up 346% since we bought it. I sent that out for all my live trading people who insist on managing their own money. I do have a product for them wherein I send out alerts when I buy or sell stocks in my portfolios. Plug Power was sent out on October the 6th. At $16 per share, it's now $68 per share. It's been as high as $72 per share. We'll keep our eye on it. J.P. Morgan says it's fully valued. We still own our shares. Here's another one to keep your eye on. I talked about this yesterday. A new IPO with some very good credentials and DNA. AFRM. The name of the stock is Affirm Holdings. Affirm, AFFIRM. What's the deal? Look at it. It's up another 14% today. Does this remind me of 2000? Well, you know what? In a lot of ways, yes. And in other ways, no. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. Affirm Holdings has co-founder of PayPal as its CEO or person bringing it to market. Fintech Affirm Holdings, AFRM, opened at $91 per share yesterday, 86% above its IPO price of $49 per share. Wow. And it's up another... how much is it up today? It's up 100. It's up 15%. It's $111 per share the day after going public at $49 per share. Keep your eye on that one. It's a fintech firm with the fingerprints of Max Levchin all over it. His claim to fame, he's the co-founder of PayPal. And by the way, PayPal stock broke out big time yesterday. And another publicly traded company called Shopify, they made a ton of money yesterday as they own 20 million shares of a firm. And that stock's going up again today. How about another one? Today is Under the Radar Thursday, I guess. EOS Energy, EOSE. I have talked about this one before. EOSE announces strong sales momentum over the past 90 days. What do they do for a living? Well, I'm seeing a lot of these energy storage stocks start to really light up the board. This seems to be another hot area. Never mind hydrogen fuel cells, storing energy. EOSE announced strong sales momentum. The company logged $16 million of booked orders. That's not very much, really. I mean, publicly traded company. Additionally, the company secured firm commitments supported by customer technical sections, letters of intent, LOIs, for $550 million. Now we're talking. Joe Mastrangelo, CEO, says this is very promising. The name of that one, or the symbol on that one, is EOSE, which has been rocketing higher here recently. Do we have time for one more? Yeah. How about PFSW, PFS Web? You know, I kind of like this one. This one was not in my app. I added it to my app. What do they do for a living? Well, they do, if you want to sell online, they're a contractor that will box things up for you, ship it for you, do all of the logistics work for you. They provide direct-to-consumer, business-to-business, e-commerce, outsourcing solutions. So you don't have to get out the tape and address the box and take it to all this kind of thing. PFSW up 21% today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with our featured stock of the day.
You got to go where you want to go.
Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. NASDAQ getting stronger. It's up 87 right now. The Dow getting a little weaker. It's up 108. So a huge tech rally here today. I did notice, too, that yesterday, after really kind of lagging the market so far this year, the FANG stocks did much better yesterday than they have in a while. Well, we have a nice-looking stock. Oh, man, that is fantastic. How many times have I come on this show and featured Taiwan Semiconductor? I don't know. I'll count the times. I featured it many times. We also put our money where our mouth is. Well, we stuck our neck on the line. We wrote an article about the stock not that long ago. Let's take a look and see when that was published. The symbol is TSM. That was on November the 16th. November the 16th. You know, that's kind of a, believe it or not, that's kind of an under-the-radar stock, even though they have like a 70% market share of the semiconductor foundry industry. So since we wrote the article, November the 16th, the stock is up 36%. Not bad. Now, we've owned it a lot longer than that. We're up way more than that. During that same period of time, that Taiwan is up 36%. The S&P is up 5.8%. We delivered alpha again. Barry was telling me that he said, you should look at the last 12 stocks we wrote about. Maybe the last 50, I don't know, but we continue to deliver alpha. He was talking about the alpha that we've delivered. You know, that's what brings me satisfaction in this business, is helping other people make some money in a tough game, sometimes can be the stock market. Well, we still like Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM. Here's why. TSM is now a $670 billion. It's catching up with Tencent Holdings. It's moving towards $1 trillion in market capitalization. It also pays a dividend. We own TSM in both our growth portfolio and our dividend and growth portfolio because you get a dividend yield of 1.1%. Now, my valuation on the stock. Boy, I'll tell you what. These valuations in the beststocksnowapp.com are so valuable. Knowing what a stock is worth is invaluable. I can't tell you how many stocks I eliminate right off the bat. I see a great chart. I hear a good story. I see a good earnings report. The first place I look is the chart, number one. Number two, I go to the valuation. And as much as there's stocks that I like today that are breaking out, they're very strong, they have performance, the valuations don't meet my criteria. They've got 50% upside potential, 40% upside potential. I need 80% or more. Taiwan, according to my math, still has lots of upside potential. I have a target price of $238, and the stock is currently $133. Well, how can you buy stocks hitting new highs? I hear that all the time, too. It was hitting a new high when I bought it a long time ago. It's hitting a new high again today. I've always said the your other choice is to buy stocks that are hitting new lows. Anyways, Taiwan TSM has been very good to us. With the move today, we first bought it in our dividend portfolio, our dividend and growth portfolio, because it qualified for that, paying a pretty good size dividend. That stock's now up 172% since we bought it about 9 months ago. TSM, Taiwan Semiconductor. Now, why is it blasting off today? It's up 11.8% right now on 8 times normal volume because they reported earnings that were stronger than expected. You know, the semiconductor industry, even though it's cyclical, it continues to be one of the best growth industries in the entire market. But you have to be very choosy within the semiconductor industry. There's a lot of so-so performers, and there's some spectacular performers. You know, if you would have invested some money in Taiwan 10 years ago, Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, it's averaged a 26% return, average annual return. Now, that beats Buffett for sure. Over the last 10 years, the market has averaged 11.4%. So Taiwan gets an A performance grade. It also has very good intermediate-term performance. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 45% per year returns with no guarantees at all going forward. It's tripled the returns of the market over the last 5 years, and over the last 3 years, it's quintuplets, 5 times the market over the last 3 years. Taiwan TSM has averaged 57.5%, the market 11.1%. Well, put us to work for you. TSM is currently ranked number 7 overall out of 5,614. 1 year ago, it was ranked number 189 out of 5,600 some odd. And it's up 96% over the last 12 months, giving it an A-plus momentum grade. We'll make Taiwan. That's an easy one today. Our featured stock of the day. Well, you can get in touch with my team and put us to work for you. I'll be looking at a lot of charts today. And after the close of the market, I'll send out a little blog. You have to follow me on Seeking Alpha. I think that's how that works. And then you get an email of the closing blog for the day. And in between now and then, I'll be active on StockTwits. Those also go out to Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Bill Gunderson, at Bill Gunderson. And you can sample the newsletter to see where our portfolios currently sit. You can get the newsletter by going to our website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to talk to a member of my team, boy, I'll tell you what, the guys have been buzzing recently. They're all excited. We're always excited here. We're always having fun. Join in the fun. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.